Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Now, part two of our riveting interview with Sarah Metzler from the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Let's just get right to it. There's a lot of controversy about the beef checkup. Tell us your opinion, if you would please, on both sides of the story, the pros and cons.
You know, it's great that we are having this conversation. I think what producers don't hear from us enough is that we understand that there are things about the program that are maybe not perfect, that there are two sides to every story. And I get the joy of having, I guess it's a joy, of having producers call the office and we get to talk. Whether you are for the checkoff or you have issues with the checkoff, I get to sit and talk to you for a while. And one of the things that I say very, very often in those phone conversations is, you're not wrong. There are things in this program that may not be perfect, especially it's been around for 35 years. So, and there are groups and entities out there that have some concerns about the way the checkoff runs. What I can tell you in my position is that we are open to having those conversations. We are open to having those phone calls with those individuals and groups. In fact, we welcome it. And I would love to have those conversations, even just one-on-one. In fact, during the pandemic, the office, a lot of us, we were in the city, so we were stuck at home. The office would give out my personal cell phone number for people to call. I just said, that's fine. Now you have my cell phone number, so please don't post it online, but you're welcome to call me back. What's interesting is about no matter how tough those conversations can be, I turn around and often get phone calls a number of months later saying, you know, we had a great conversation 8 months ago. I have another question for you. And that to me speaks volumes of number one, that they see that they have it, someone they can talk to that will tell them Absolutely. The truth and be transparent. I would love to be able to have more and more of those. I would love to be able to be invited to come to some of these sit downs. I just don't know exactly how to facilitate that.
Exactly. Well, yeah. We'll get some information out there about that. Here's what I hear in the sale barns. They're concerned about the beef checkoff goes towards helping Brazilian packers and not them with U.S. beef. How do you address that question?
We get that more than any other question. Unfortunately, you know, you'll hear us say it. We can't deal in particular into the labeling. And I think that's ultimately what's going to help that process is a policy position, which we can't do, but a policy position to label that beef. And so the M-Cool thing is a policy decision. So legally, there was a time where I wasn't even allowed to talk about M-Cool because we don't touch it. We can't affect it. Now, there are contractors that are granted money out of our organization that do have policy arms and do have different pieces. NCBA is one of them. NAMI's another. Those particular entities do have policy arms. We, as the checkoff, can't touch it. Now, promoting U.S. beef? Heck yes. I come from that.